This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, something we don't do as libertarians, constitutionalists, free market, Western civilization type guys is have victory laps. But I can't even keep track of all the CNN, ABC, NBC, AP, New York Times, Washington Post retractions because they're getting sued left and right, where they just put out whole cloth made up garbage. I mean, when they say they have proof that not only am I a Russian agent, I direct the Russians. I mean, that is just totally ridiculous. Well, now it's all coming out, and we've got a guest coming up who was the journalist first really exposing it from Consortium News and Zero Hedge, that they've known from the beginning 17 agencies didn't unanimously say this. They pushed this lie. That's crumbled now. I mean, where does MSM go now that they are just the most discredited, hated bullies on earth, Roger Stone?
Well, as I said, Alex, I hear there's a new targeting of the Trump children to see if there is some tangible Russian connection there, which I think is relatively ludicrous. I mean, all three of them are international business people. I'm sure they have met people from Russia. That proves nothing whatsoever. But that's how desperate I think that they are. I also think that, just to go back to an earlier point about Joe and Mika, I can't overemphasize enough the fact that the animus of Joe Scarborough, who's not, I think, a mentally balanced guy, is one of sheer jealousy. Joe Scarborough thinks he should be president. Joe Scarborough aspired to the 2016 Republican nomination. After Trump was nominated, Joe decided that the very best candidate for vice president was Joe Scarborough. And when I said this, some fake news outlets attacked me saying that, you know, Stone had no proof. Then Congressman Matt Gaetz, one of the really impressive, hard-charging young conservatives in the House of Representatives from Florida, a longtime protege of Joe Scarborough, put up a post saying, I love Joe Scarborough, but in every conversation I had with him ended, every political conversation I had with him ended with him being president in 2016. So I think this proves my point. He is riven by jealousy and rage. I don't think Joe's life is a bowl of peaches, in the sense that he evidently has quite a wild lifestyle, spends an enormous amount of his cash, and lives the beautiful people jet set lifestyle.
Well, isn't the word that he's with her because she's got a lot of money that daddy got from war criming?
Remember, during the Carter administration, Hamilton Jordan, the White House chief of staff, referred to Zbigniew Brzezinski, Mika's father, who was Clinton's national security advisor, as Woody Woodpecker, which I thought was like the perfect nickname if you saw his photo. He is a neocon veteran. Again, notice he's serving a Democrat, but they insert a hardline neocon as their a warmonger, as their secretary.
And he's the founder of the Trilateral Commission, also Jimmy Carter's national security advisor.
Exactly. A true heavyweight of the deep state, and who has done yeoman service in the cause of endless war, erosion of our civil liberties, squandering our national treasury, and the rest.
So does Mika know that she's a sugar mama for Psycho Joe?
Well, look, who knows? I am not going to criticize the fact that they may be, as they say in Washington, knocking boots, and I guess they're now they're now engaged. I've always thought that she was an attractive woman. I've never been on the air with either one of them that I...
Sure. I'm not knocking her. I mean, we first caught the video of them getting on a hotel together in an elevator all over each other. We first said they must be together, and folks thought it was crazy. All I know is that she's anti-Trump, anti-American. She needs to be exposed. Roger Stone, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Former journalist with the Associated Press, Newsweek, PBS Frontline, one of the best documentary outfits out there, I'd say from a true classical liberal perspective, and Bloomberg News. And he has broken a lot of big national stories, coverage of the CIA, Nicaraguan Contra operation, and was also a Pulitzer Prize finalist. I'm not going to go over his whole bio, kind of like Cy Hirsch or somebody, it'd take an hour. But he is the founder and editor of ConsortiumNews.com. Since 95, his background in the mainstream news media has worked again with the Associated Press and many other publications and television networks, has really given him a great background. I'm not going to get into all of his awards. He's gotten some of the top awards in the country, ConsortiumNews.com. The real award he's gotten is breaking so much news in the last 6 months. He's the first person to start documenting that it wasn't 17 unanimous intelligence agencies. And then Breitbart picked it up. The president and others retweeted it. And finally, it broke through the Berlin Wall of establishment media and got out there. Thanks to InfoWars. Thanks to you spreading the links. Thanks to Zero Hedge carrying a lot of his articles. Really, really powerful information. So ConsortiumNews.com founder and editor joins us, Robert Perry. Because I know the listeners, the regular listeners go, we know the New York Times is lying. We know the Washington Post has got part of the $600 million through Bezos and the CIA. They admit they're lying. They admit they hate Trump. But we need to look at the anatomy of how they run a deception, how the rest of the media gets together and then amplifies it. And then when the New York Times is forced last week to quietly retract, even that's a lie. And then still the media is running with the 17 unanimous agencies and the total proof that Americans didn't vote. No, no, no. You wanted Hillary. It was the Ruskies. So this isn't even about Trump. This isn't about this is about the integrity of our country and our system, and deep state claiming it's protecting us from the Russians when they're the ones trying to organize through Atlantic Monthly and others the removal of Trump and the suspension of the last election, and then Homeland Security federalizing the election will be like Venezuela, folks, a permanent one-party state. If the Republicans tried this, I would oppose it. So quite a time to be alive. Robert Perry, again, has written a bunch of articles breaking all of this down. New York Times finally retracts Russiagate canard. Here's another one. New York Times forced to retract longstanding 17 intel agencies lie about Russia. And then he goes back really hammering that. So it's almost the anatomy of patient zero for the truth. You know, how do you research this stuff? How do you develop it? And then how do you patiently hammer away until the dam of lies collapses? Robert Perry, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you.
Well, where to start with this latest hoax that's imploded?
Well, as you know, from going back to last fall during the campaign, it became almost a rote, repeated, endlessly presented certainty that all 17 U.S. intelligence agencies had concurred in the point that the Russians had hacked into the election and tried to help Donald Trump win the presidency. Having covered the intelligence community really going back to the 1980s, that never sounded right to me because there was no national intelligence estimate. That's the so-called NIEs. That's where you get the 17 intelligence agencies coming together, offering their consensus view with dissents about some important topic. For instance, does Iraq have WMD, which of course ended up being one that where the NIE that was released to the public had been sanitized by the Bush administration to remove some of the dissents, suggesting that perhaps the Iraqis did not have WMD. But that's the way it's usually done. There was no indication that there was an NIE on the issue of Russia. It turns out there really wasn't even a thorough analysis. It was something that James Clapper, the director of national intelligence, stated, and he said, on behalf of the intelligence community. And since there are 17 agencies in the community, that became sort of all 17 agreed, but that wasn't the case. But it became something that was repeated over and over again. We, at consortiumnews.com, we tried to point out that this wasn't necessarily the case, that we, from what we were getting from inside the community, was that there was not this consensus. But that's how everyone reported it. Finally, in May, Clapper testifying before the Congress, and then former CIA Director Brennan confirmed that there had not been a 17 agency analysis, that there had been analysis done by people from three of the agencies that were handpicked by Clapper and the other appointees from President Obama. And they produced something on January 6th that was a report which stated that it was based on on FBI, CIA, and NSA analysts, not all 17. So it became obvious even publicly, both in January and then again in May, that this was a false claim. But it was continued to be repeated over and over again by the major news organizations. Finally, the New York Times, when this came out again in one of their stories, agreed to retract it and ran a correction saying that there was no 17 agency analysis.
Wow, and it just shows an arrogance that's like North Korean or Venezuelan in its authoritarianism, where they just keep hammering and hammering and hammering. Day one, as you said, yourself, others approached these agencies, Congress was approached them, there wasn't a consensus, they all said different things, and then it turns out the CIA report had stuff in it from the PP Gate, you know, dossier that they admit now is Democratic Party run, and it has stuff in there like, you know, 2 years ago, there was an RT report that was critical of Hillary, and that's hacking our election. So even the term hacking, there was never a physical, digital getting into election systems. They've all admitted that under testimony now, but still the term hack, 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 when it would be meddling or it would be interference or it would be, just normal propaganda that any major power engages in. But it just seems amazing, not just the 17 agency hoax, but the whole hacking hoax itself.
Right. I've talked to a number of people from the intelligence community who are experts in this field, who say that if there had been an actual hack, that should have been something that the NSA would have known as a matter of fact, not as something as a so-called assessment where they're piecing things together. There was also the problem that the FBI never seized the DNC computers. The normal process would be, if you took something seriously like this, would be for the FBI to do its own forensics on the computers to see what happened. The FBI has now acknowledged that it relied on a private group called CrowdStrike to handle the forensics for them. So this is very abnormal, especially when you consider how important this issue has become. Now, it may well be that the Russians, as the United States does, as other intelligence agencies do, try to get into the emails and other information data of rival countries, even friendly countries. So it's not unusual for the Russians or the Americans or the British or the Israelis or whoever to try to be penetrating into the sensitive emails of people involved in.
Well, that was my next point. I mean, I think the plan was by the neocons, the rhinos, and the Democratic leadership trying to stop a populist movement, knowing that every major government, Chinese, Russia, you name it, they're all trying to penetrate each other. That's going on all the time. We had the EU, the sure. Pope, the Saudi Arabians, Hollywood, MSM, all the main media against Trump. For Hillary, we have the WikiLeaks proving it, the rigging the debates, Hillary basically running the major publications, the Democrats, Podesta, I mean, literally working like the editor of over 100 publications. I don't know how he did it, but there they are in the WikiLeaks. So they got embarrassed. They got defeated. But then obviously they know they start a big enough investigation. They've got to find something where the Russians tried to penetrate something. And it changes the subject from Hillary's server and the rest of it. But so speak to that, please, sir. Again, the founder and head of Consortium News, Robert Perry. But expanding, then what does it mean a few weeks ago when Jay Johnson, the former head of Homeland Security, is forced to admit we tried to get in their servers because we were concerned about stuff like this? And trying to find out who is, giving info to WikiLeaks, whether it be Russia or not, we now know probably insiders in the DNC, and they said, no, you can't get in. So why wouldn't Hillary, with a friendly DOJ and a friendly FBI and a friendly president, not want them in the computers?
Well, you would think that if this was a serious investigation, and it obviously has taken on very serious ramifications, We're talking in some cases about going to war with Russia, and people may have forgotten, but they have a lot of nuclear weapons, as does the United States. So when people start talking in terms of this being an assault on our democracy and an act of war and so forth, the American side has escalated this to an extremely dangerous point. And you would expect, therefore, that the U.S. Law enforcement and intelligence agencies would treat this with that degree of seriousness. And instead, we've seen a rather odd approach, which is more driven, it seems, by making propaganda points than by actually establishing what's fact and what's not fact. And we still have, of course, the mainstream media does not want to give up on that 17 intelligence agency canard. The New York Times has now retracted it. But if you read what they write now, they say the U.S. intelligence community unanimously agreed. So they're still suggesting that all 17 agencies are in agreement, even though we now know they weren't.
Yeah, they got three political hacks, to just get together and write a letter and claim that. Just like I'm sure you saw the CIA report on Russian meddling. And it was all just public statements by Russian officials on TV over the years. Maybe a dozen or so times they criticized Hillary. It was crazy.
Well, I did read that report on January 6th. And what was remarkable, you sort of referenced it, there was an addendum from 4 years earlier, really, based on RT's coverage of the 2012 election. And one of the complaints was that RT had allowed third-party candidates who had been excluded from...
Stay there. Let's come right back to that. This is key.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market. And we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this
this world we throw.
Well, I followed the work, and so did my producer, Nico Acosta of Robert Perry of ConsortiumNews.com. And it's so exciting to see seasoned, award-winning journalists from the Associated Press, PBS Frontline, Newsweek, you name it, Bloomberg News, to go start their own operations and see them have millions of readers. That is, in fact, I should have this gentleman back for a full hour to talk about the state of the media, to look at what they do, to look at how they spin, the way MSM lies and says that I said there's Mars colonies with kids on it, never said that. I mean, they are so desperate to discredit us, it seems like they've only tripled down. So he was getting into the CIA report that we can put on screen now for folks, where they're talking about letting private contractors be involved in elections in 2012. He was segueing into something. So go ahead, Robert.
Well, there was this report on January 6th that was put out by the DNI, by Clapper, reflecting the views. And Clapper's now acknowledged that these analysts were handpicked. They handpicked the analysts at CIA, NSA, and FBI to do this review of what the evidence
just was. Like the WMDs in 2003, just as you mentioned.
Well, there's been a history going back really to the Reagan years and perhaps even earlier of selecting your analysts who will give you the result you want. This is something that William Casey and Robert Gates, when they were running the agency back in the 1980s, sort of began doing. And so we started getting these more politicized intelligence reports. And this one fits that bill. But I was criticizing the lack of evidence that was being presented on this very important topic of whether the Russians did indeed somehow hack into the U.S. election some way. No evidence was being presented, but I was assured that on January 6th, I'd get what I wanted. So when I read the report, again, there's no evidence in it. It's an assessment, which they describe as something where they put two and two together and come up with an answer.
Sure.
And then they added on this section at the end, which was an attack on RT, the Russian network.
Sure, their big proof was RT talked bad about us. That's a hack.
Well, it was also that that RT had put on a debate allowing third-party American candidates to express their views to the public.
How evil.
Because they'd been excluded from the 2012 presidential debates. And that was presented as an assault on American democracy. And you sort of wonder, what kind of democracy are they talking about here? I mean, that only the two parties can have their views expressed, and if the American people hear from other people.
Sure, and so an English-speaking Russian network with low viewership dares to show third parties, but they've choked out. We ought to give the Russians an award for that.
Right, and they also mentioned that RT had covered the Occupy Wall Street demonstrations, but of course everybody covered the Occupy Wall Street demonstrations, and it certainly was a valid story. So there was this, again, there was this effort to stretch the evidence. And there was also a failure in that report to look at other sides of the question. For instance, they cite how President Putin has had hard feelings toward Hillary Clinton, and that was the so-called motive. But it's also true that Putin would have been afraid that if Hillary Clinton had gotten elected and he had tried to sabotage her, that might actually cause real problems with his relationship with the United States. So instead of presenting both sides of the story, this report was extremely one-sided. It was trying to make a case, but it really wasn't what they were sort of pitching it as, which as at least the mainstream media, which was that all 17 agencies agreed. There was no such consensus.
Sure. So let me ask you this then, and if you can, maybe do 5 more minutes the next time, because I have a few other questions. If you have to go, it's fine. I understand. But where do they go from here? I mean, they're so discredited. They've got all these former establishment journalists that have ethics like you that are just everywhere. Cheryl Atkinson. I mean, the list, there's thousands of them, just destroying them. Mainly what I do is just report on what journalists like you are covering. Then they never mention your name or somebody else's name, or when Cy Hirsch comes on and says something, they say Jones just made this up or Jones made that up. But then when it comes true, my credit goes up and up because they've kind of used me as the fake news term, but then I'm not fake news, and so it blows up in their face.
Well, you know, at Consortium News, since we started in 1995, we tried to do very serious journalism. And I'm very much an opponent of conspiracy theories. I think fake news, when it does happen, whoever's doing it should be heartily condemned. But that doesn't mean that everything you read in the New York Times is true either. A lot of that has turned out to be false. And one has to be careful. One has to also bring one's own judgment to play. And I think mainstream journalists have gotten very arrogant about how they can dictate what's true or not. We've seen even something like PolitiFact, which had declared the 17 agency canard to be true, still does not want to retract it.
Robert Perry, do 5 more minutes with me at this quick break, because I want to ask you then, as a journalist, where you see this going and what's going to happen to people like PolitiFact as they double down on the arrogance and then double down again and again, because that's what I'm seeing, is the media kind of team up to intensify lying to try to resuscitate themselves. We'll be back.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You found it. The front lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Set a joker to the thief.
Maria Bartiromo, the lovely and intelligent host of Fox Business, a few days ago had John Podesta on, who Hillary and his brother and the rest of them have been knee-deep with the Russians, secret meetings with Putin, uranium deals. I mean, it's just crazy. And then claiming Trump has all these non-existent ties. And Podesta now isn't just blaming me for being a Russian agent. They have congressional hearings saying this. They won't call me before them. Now they say I'm advising the Russians. Hillary says they don't understand America, but they get it from InfoWars, and then it comes back to the U.S. via WikiLeaks, and then Jones picks it up again. So I wrote all those emails committing all these crimes and fixing debates and commanding the media. And no, I didn't do any of that. I mean, I mainly just sit here and read mainline news, government documents, you name it, read the work of Robert Perry and his great journalists at Consortium News. But here's a short clip of that. I guess this was on Monday. Here it is.
Keep saying that they gave me stock, but they didn't.
I just followed all the widely reported information here, John. Well, there's also Hillary
Maria,
Clinton, obviously.
Maybe you're looking at widely reported information from InfoWars.
No, I'm not.
But it is not
true.
No, I'm not.
This is Politico. This is the New York Times. This is the Wall Street Journal.
No, it's
That's
not.
What I'm looking at, John.
No, it's not,
Then
Maria.
There's Hillary
if
Clinton.
You go,
then there's Hillary Clinton, of course, we know, who got $100 million from Russian companies after... she allowed that Russian company to acquire 20% of the U.S.'s uranium. So the point I'm making here, John, is that there's much deeper ties to Russia on the Democratic side than there are on the Republican side. And it's just.
And this is a 15-minute clip where he just says, Hillary didn't do it, I didn't get money. No, and it's all on federal records of stock and bonds and cash deals. And then they've picked InfoWars to strawman and say that we said all these things we didn't say. Just across the board, as now the new logo of fake news, but even CNN itself says they don't want to go there. Stop using that term. So I think hoisted on their own petard, falling into their own trap is what's happened here. I want to ask Robert Perry of ConsortiumNews.com, an award-winning journalist formerly with PBS, Frontline, Associated Press, Newsweek, Bloomberg News, you name it. As we see an exodus of real journalists setting up their own operations, you did it back when I did in 1995, but all these others piling on now, how do you see the media landscape in the future basically filling out? Or what do you think is going to happen with this, also the Russian narrative, and so much more?
Well, it's really hard to say. You know, there is still tremendous power in the mainstream media. They still have the largest companies, the most people. I'm not, and I really don't like to be a critic of these news organizations. I came out of the mainstream media. Obviously, I had differences with some editors over how they were not pursuing important stories that I wanted to pursue. But I also don't like the idea of tearing down the media. But one has to say that what we're seeing is a strange arrogance, almost an out of control arrogance, where propaganda has become the way becomes the language that is used now by not just the New York Times but by the Washington Post and many others.
But don't they get the arrogance and the megalomania and the doubling down is making people hate them even more?
Well, I think that's also politically a danger that the Democrats have encountered in trying to overturn this last election by aligning themselves with the New York Times and the Washington Post. They don't seem to realize that many Americans don't like the elite media, that there's a lot of hostility. You can look at all the polls that show that Americans think very poorly.
Between 6 to 18% trust rate in what AP studies and others.
Right. So I think to sort of count on the New York Times and the Washington Post to reverse the outcome of an election, and obviously there were Hillary Clinton got more popular votes, but under our system, which was set up in the Constitution, Trump won. He won fair and square. Now, to try to pretend that wasn't the case and to pretend something else. Interestingly, when Podesta was on CNN the other day talking to Wolf Blitzer, he was asked about how did you possibly lose to this guy, Trump. Podesta answered sort of honestly.
Hillary.
I was a little surprised. I was expecting to hear Russia again. And he said, people were just really desperate for change. And they decided they would go in that direction, even though they had doubts about Trump.
So does that signify that they're starting to figure out? I saw several articles. They're trying to get rid of Pelosi. The Democrats are now starting to admit that, okay, we've got an image problem. I mean, I think they're starting to maybe figure out this isn't working as far as the Democrats are. As far as, like you said, with the media, they have gone into a new crazed level of just foaming at the mouth and calling for violence against Trump and Trump supporters. And then somebody makes a meme of somebody, Trump knocking down CNN, and they flip out like it's the end of the world and start bullying the person that produced it.
Well, I think certainly President Trump can show more decorum as how he deals with the public and the media and all the rest of it. But that's a different issue. The point is that the mainstream media has gotten deeper into this idea that it can dictate what's real and what's not real. And I would say that if they had a great record of doing that and being accurate, maybe you could justify it. But their record has been pretty abysmal. Going back, let's say, to the WMD fiasco in Iraq that got lots of people killed and turned out to be dead wrong. And there was almost no accountability inside the mainstream media. There weren't a lot of firings. People who took the position of no question about WMD ended up either keeping their jobs or even getting promoted. So we've seen this problem where the mainstream media doesn't even function the way it used to. Back even when I was early in...
Sure, could you even call it media? Because it seems like whoever is the most lapdogish, whoever follows the talking points, because I've experienced this being attacked sometimes by thousands of publications a day, usually only 20 or 30, sometimes 100, you know, on a bigger day. But, I mean, I've been attacked in 5,000, 10,000 articles in one day, and I'll spend hours looking at them. They're all cut and paste in major newspapers and on major TV networks of the same original talking points that David Brock puts out. And they only do it when he does it. When he puts it out, then it sees the Democratic Party, and then worldwide, not just here, Germany, Australia, the UK, Canada, they all take it and then just rewrite it only slightly. Whereas if I was an English teacher or a journalist teacher, say in college or high school, and I got back the papers from 30 students, and they're all the same person, I'd say, who originally wrote this? I mean, it's that bad.
Well, plagiarism, isn't it? But I would say, here's the point I would make, Alex, is that sticking to facts is really important. Ascertaining them, doing the work necessary to figure out what's real, what's not real, and then building a better understanding of truth based on hard fact. That's what's been missing. And it's not just missing in the mainstream media. It's missing, of course, on the Internet in many ways.
Sure, too. People build a consensus, and then it just expands from there.
Right, but you have to build those things on foundations of hard fact. Not on theory and not on speculation.
I agree.
And certainly not on propaganda, but on as best you can do it, and it's not a perfect process, but as best you can, figure out what's true, what's real, what's factual, and then build your stories and everything from that. But what we've seen, and we're now seeing it across the board, and, you know, I think the New York Times likes to pretend that it's standing for truth.
Sure.
It's the great defender. The Washington Post has this slogan, democracy dies in darkness. The arrogance of some of this.
The only folks believing it are them. So let me say this in closing. I hope they'll come back and, you know, kind of school us on journalism, because I've never claimed to be a pure journalist. I've been a pundit, you know, a guy that makes films, analysis. I mean, I mainly just sit there and report on other news and give my take on it. But I've learned what you're saying, not just mainstream media. I've been caught up in what they're caught up in, hysteria, where the Internet builds a story, finds the evidence they want, and then we basically get bullied into just covering what they're saying, even in other alternative publications. But then I get it hung around my neck that I created it. So now I've got to be, I guess, a lot more careful, because now we are so big. It, you know, it's teaching me that we're not under the radar anymore. And the media will then misrepresent what I reported on, what somebody else reported on. So I'm definitely experiencing, just to protect myself, not just to tell the truth, which I've always tried to do, but just to really protect myself, I've got to be absolutely specific when I'm talking about what somebody else said, because even when I'm doing that, they'll twist it.
Well, we all have to be careful. That's a basic rule of journalism. Be careful. Don't trust anything. Check it out. I'm afraid that too many times now, the New York Times and the Washington Post get their briefings at some usually off the record, maybe on background at the State Department or the White House, and they just go with that. And instead of showing the kind of skepticism, the kind of toughness that I thought journalism was about, they go with the flow. And that's a danger for the mainstream.
What about this? I've got some White House sources.
Those on the Internet have to operate with greater care. Because there is this impression that the Internet is full of false news and sloppy. And at ConsortiumNews.com, we've tried really hard over those 20-some years to maintain a very close relationship with facts, with presenting our evidence, laying it out as best we can to our readers.
Well, you're doing a great job, Robert Perry. Thank you so much for joining us, ConsortiumNews.com. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Great guest, Nico Godlin, because I've read his stuff for years, and I was like, oh, yeah, wow, Gus, that's a great, great guest to have on, because he's one of the first people to start saying, can we see some proof? But I tell you, mainstream media has just intensified their lying, They've intensified their attempts to destroy anybody who they see as competition. And in that process, they've only made InfoWars bigger. Look at Mika Brzezinski and Joseph Scarborough, old Psycho Joe. They've gone from one of the lowest rating demographics on cable, we're talking 200,000, 300,000 viewers an hour, to a million viewers plus an hour since Trump tweeted that she was bleeding from her facelift and that she was begging to meet with him, which is true. So they ought to be thanking Trump, but no, they're not. MSM itself has its ratings back up. Nothing like it was a long time ago, but they're back up because Trump has brought interest back to things. It's simply amazing. Now, continuing here, I want to segue into a massive amount of other news I haven't gotten to yet that's so important, but I thought it was really key to just go back and review the fact that all that 17 agencies saying it's a total consensus is a complete 100% fabrication. And you've got to ask yourself, where are they going to go from there? Now, imagine my job. I'm not complaining, but imagine my job. This is just what I'm looking at on the tops of my stacks. Gay orgy and cocaine at the Inquisition's headquarters at the Vatican. That broke. That broke. Last week, we broke it Monday here in the United States. We had the reporter on. And then what was in the Daily Mail today? Vatican police break up gay orgy at home of secretary of one of the Pope's Francis key advisors. This whole thing is coming down, ladies and gentlemen. It's inside the Vatican. Look at this headline. Here's what the 2018 Olympic gender regulations look like. That was a regular talk show. I would spend a whole hour and take your calls on that subject alone. They're saying men can compete as women and women can compete as men. You know, if men just want to go dominate and get gold medals, but men are chivalrous. Most of them aren't going to do that, but some will. There's already some men winning the racing, the weightlifting, you name it. And they just say, I am a woman. And you look at these guys, you go, wow, you look like a really muscular dude. You look like a really manly man. You look like a Uberman. You don't just look like a man, bro. Doesn't matter. They identify. People go, oh, you're hateful. Okay, well, I identify as an astronaut. I identify as a billionaire. I identify as a blind person. The government will pour bleach in your eyes in the UK and then give you money for the rest of your life to live as a blind person because you identify as a blind person. That's called mental illness. If you want to go pay to have your male genitals cut off, that's your business, bro. Don't make me pay for it as a taxpayer. This is psychological warfare. The ugly architecture, all of it is declassified to make you feel small and to destroy society and to target the family. You know, what produces the babies, what produces the wealth, what produces the fealty, the alliance, the society, the association, the civilization, the culture. I want to first hit those CNN rock by a huge backlash after it blackmails creator of Trump's CNN meme, but I'm going to stop right there. I cannot stress to you enough what's happened with the GMO food, the pesticides, the chemicals in our food and water, and what it's done to mutate and kill and displace the good bacteria and the limited amounts of yeast and fungus and garbage that's supposed to be in your guts. And good gut health is linked to mental health. Bad gut health is linked to cancer. It's linked to autism. It's linked to depression. Don't believe me? Just type in gut health linked to depression. Gut health linked to cancer. This is the super science. It's been known for 100 years. The elites are obsessed with it. But I did research at the top clinics here in Austin servicing the elite. Austin's one of the richest cities in the world. And I looked at Zurich, Switzerland. I looked at Berlin, Germany. And I knew that they had at clinics not just probiotics, but probiotics that go in and knock out the bad yeast and fungus. And so I went to Grip a few years ago and I said, we basically copy one of these. He said, it's funny you say that. He's got a big clinic in Houston. He said, I'm actually developing it. Well, he did it for us. It's MycoZX. It's been sold out for almost 6 months. It's back. Supports normal fungal and yeast balance in your gut. Proprietary blend of herbs and enzymes. Made with high-quality ingredients. Read about it for yourself. Read about the reviews. You're insane if you don't buy a bottle. Because even if you don't have this yeast problem that most people reportedly do, you're supporting the broadcast, but you probably do, and it's only going to help with gut health. And then you do it a few times a year, or you do it, you know, as maintenance every few days. Biome Defense is the very best probiotic we can come out with the widest spectrum of strains. It's kept refrigerated here until we ship it to you. It's a great probiotic. It goes with the MycoZX is back in stock, 30% off. And you're saying, why would you do that if you've been sold out? Because I want to incentivize you to get it, to get the great response, to then sign up for auto ship every month, every 6 months, every year. You can sign up. Cancel any time to get an additional 10% off. I want your business. I want you to go, wow, Jones really told me the truth. I got a buddy who works here in the military for 20 years, and they feed him all that really horrible GMO, and he just had guts that were shut down. Irritable bowel, you name it, ruined his life. I said, listen, take this. Within a month, no problems, all gone. Now, I'm not saying it'll help you in every case, because a lot of this stuff's so advanced, and once you get autoimmune problems in your gut, I mean, I've helped friends of mine, you know, go get parts of their guts removed, you know, because, you know, it gets so serious. And I'm not here, you know, saying that we've got a panacea. You should consult your physician, but they call it quack. You know, let's skip this one break. This is too important. Sorry, I was a little late notice on that. They call it quacky. They call it kooky. They call it nuts. In a bunch of publications on Monday, they said, look, Gwyneth Paltrow sells supplements and so does Jones. They're both kooks. Now, obviously, I'm not responding to this because they're criticizing me. I don't care. I'm responding to educate folks on how whacked out they are. And I'm talking 10 publications or more I saw, big ones. And they showed as proof of my kookiness a bag of coffee that we buy for like $8 a pound, the very best organic, concentrated, high quality, you know, grown in the mountains of Chiapas, Mexico. It's like Guatemalan coffee, but better. Totally organic. Everybody loves it. It's strong. Two different varieties. And it's one of our best sellers now because we only mark it up 35%. Nobody does that with coffee. So people are figuring out, wait, this really hot Mexican coffee that's so hot now that I've been selling for 6 years because I liked it. I got it from the local distributors that get it directly from the Chiapas folks who hand-pick it on their own little farms. People are like, the average price of this is $25 to $30. Alex sells it for $17.95. Yes, this is the product we make the least amount of money on because I just wanted to have a great coffee and be competitive. I think I'm going to raise prices, though. It should be at least like $22. I mean, we are just undercutting everybody. Once folks try this and figure out this is the hottest coffee out there, one of the hottest coffees out there. But that's just what I do. And I just find it crazy. The thing they pick to demonize is organic, volcanic-grown mountain coffee. Because Guatemala's great, too, but it's over the mountain, and it's kind of been overdone. They've used a lot of pesticides. It's big plantations. This is really organic, hand-grown. It's wildcraft is the term they use. But it's all certified and the rest of it. I mean, imagine, first thing you ask yourself is, why has the Washington Post come out and attacked us? A bunch saying, I sell quack supplements. The Washington Post is owned by the biggest supplement seller in the world. Go look it up. Bloomberg Financial Reports, Whole Foods, and Amazon, the same company now, they are the biggest seller in the world. Next is GNC. I mean, we're not even in the top 100. But see, we're evil. I sell the same coffee that's sold in Whole Foods for $7 to $10 less from the exact same co-op in Chiapas. So I'm evil selling something for $17.95 that's $25 or more. It's even bagged in the same bag. See, coffee's quacky now. See, I made jokes, you know, they make fun of me selling toothpaste. They go, oh my gosh, it's fluoride free. He's insane. Yeah, with colloidal silver and all the rest of it. it shows the mindset of these people. So MycoZX is back. We got free shipping for the month of July. I've extended it. We've got 30% off on Brain Pores Plus, the nootropic. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield XC, 30% off. Z-Shield, 30% off. DNA Force just got back in after being sold out for 5, 6 months or 4 months, whatever it is. That's back, discounted 20%. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And when I say it's an act of resistance to get these products, it really is. I mean, you're funding an organization that is seen as the most disruptive anti-globalist group in the world. And we're disrupting things to empower the people. We're disrupting the globalists. You know, a lot of the Chavez rebels that have fought off the corrupt Mexican government, the only help they could get were communists. Now they're not communists anymore, most of them, because they're making so much money off coffee. That's how I like attack communists, is give them money. Like that. Yeah, exactly. Prosperity. We've got articles about Venezuela. Blood splattered on walls as members of parliament injured as rioters stormed Venezuela parliament. You know what? I can't do justice to North Korea. I can't do justice to the Olympics where men are going to now take over. The Olympics, basically, if men adopt this and men take advantage of this, the Olympics will only be male, except for shooting. Women, statistically, if they're trained, can be just as good as men shooters, sometimes better. But that's it. I mean, it'll be all male. I think it's awesome. I think it's hilarious. Let the mental illness just flow. So I'm being sarcastic. And we'll get into CNN rocked by a huge backlash after it blackmails creator of Trump's CNN meme. They committed a crime here, according to state and federal law. We're going to get to some of those clips. But we're going to take your calls in the next hour, smattered in with these reports. I'd like to hear from first-time callers today with good phones. I'd love to hear what folks have good, clear phones, and love to hear what you think about the North Korea situation. It's certainly escalating, but you know, maybe it's not a crisis. I certainly think it is. They're going to start in about an hour, the big UN emergency meeting over this, with North Korea threatening to nuke everybody and has an ICBM sound. Pretty serious. We can talk about this report as well. DNA discovery reveals genetic history of ancient Egyptians. I'll tell you about that coming up at the start of the next hour. It's actually what the ancient Greeks said, but what Plato said. Plato said that it was people from Central Europe, or he had from the coastline there, some of the same tribes that came down and created the Roman culture and some of those other cultures. They've done the DNA testing on a bunch of the most ancient mummies, and they were Central and Southern Europeans. But it's not some bashing the Africans. I just always hear that civilization, you know, was stolen from Africans. You have to say the Chinese probably had the oldest civilization. They're not Africans. But you could argue that the humans originally originated in Africa, though now they've got some research that's not showing it. But it's not an attack on anybody. It's just what the DNA tests are showing and what 2,400 years ago, the first global historian, Plato, said. Plato also said we should have a world government and kill all the poor people. He's kind of the model of the globalist today. Wasn't a very nice guy, but the father of what you'd call philosophy. He was also a historian. He said there was a base in the Atlantic Ocean that had flying machines, and he said they created such an energy source so powerful that it blew up their entire island and made the earth dark for several years and made the temperature get cold. I actually have read Plato's writings on that. How would he come up with that? How would Plato come up with that? And he also said that it was people from the north of Greece that founded it. And some of the same tribes that founded Greece, he said, founded Egypt. Of course, we know early on the first trade was between Greece and Egypt. Of course, that was always known. The Romans taught that. But see, in the modern culture, people just said, no, that's not true. Africans founded Egypt. And it is true, by the middle period of Egypt, they had brought in folks from all over the Middle East and there and intermarried, and that it was true. They intermarried with kings of Ethiopia and other areas and had actually then no longer been European. That is true. But Egypt was started by Europeans. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, in 70 seconds. Please stay with us.